Do you plan to grow in terms of numbers of people who work with you?
Yes.
How do you anticipate this will be done?
Everything I want to do, I'm just going to take it one step at a time. I don't like biting off more than I can chew, because what happens is that I get overwhelmed and discouraged. Okay. So I'll just take it one day at a time, one day at a time, one day at a time. Like one of my goals for next year is to try to increase the food portions, the rations, especially the protein. I want to try and increase that. And what is going to happen is that the last time we had about 3-4 people who haven't come consistently, like for about 4 months. So we're just going to remove them from the register. I have a register, and I'm not going to replace them, you know, so that people will have more food.
Do you share your food ministry with people who are in that business, who can provide food materials for you? Or do you raise the money and then go out and buy the food?
I raise the money. My dad goes out and buys the food, mm-hmm. and then the volunteers come, they bottle the oil, they bag the food, and I load it on my car and I.
In the United States, we work not just by ourselves in these agencies, but we have what we call a board of directors more often.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Well, I find it at least critically important, because we can't do all these things by ourselves. If you find people with a similar passion, who have ability to do things you can't do, it just magnifies the amount of work you can do and the people you can reach. You'd be surprised. If the cause is good, you can usually find good people to come along.
I have some people in mind, and that's one of the things I'm going to do. My constitution has to be ready before the end of the year. Then I'm going to try and register and then open a bank account. I have 2-3 names in mind. Mm-hmm. That is one of my goals. I try to set myself goals, and that's one of the goals for next year. The goal for this year was to set the people up, make them start doing businesses, and get the website up and running. So one of the things for next year is going to be what you just talked about, the board of directors, the proper structure, getting the proper structure in place. That's one, my main goal for next year.
That sounds encouraging. I was going to ask you priorities, but I think as long as you put the board of directors on your list.
Yeah,
it's
very
important.
It is.
I've read your newsletter, which I found inspiring.
Thank you very much.
But it also struck me that if you can tell stories of real people,
okay,
even if you're just limited to one page, that always gets someone's attention.
I do that.
Focus on what's being done. And there's so many you deal with. I was touched by the thought of children raising children.
It's a lot of that.
Heart-wrenching situation.
Yeah.
That
childhood families, the one day.
Childhood families, as you call it.
Yeah. I do that as well. I've interviewed this year, the home caregiver. I think that was in April or May, in some of my newsletters. I do interviews of, and somebody bought him a bicycle when he said in the interview that he has to go on foot, he doesn't have money for transport. Somebody read the newsletter and gave me money for a bicycle. So I do things like that as well. And then that he mentioned also that some of the orphans sleep on the floor, and somebody gave me mattresses. I got 2 mattresses. So the newsletter is really very good. I do one-on-one interviews. I just move from, it depends on, and then I interviewed also the nursing mothers, because I give them like a kilo of cereal for their children. So all of them came together once to thank me. And that got me inspired to interview them. So there was another newsletter on them as well, an interview on how they're coping because they can't breastfeed and stuff like that. I think that was in May or June, my May or June newsletter.
And to watch your discussion with Judge Horowitz and to talk with you personally.
Thank you very much.
I reiterate my personal concern, which is that you take care of yourself physically.
Thank you very much.
Because what you're doing is so emotionally draining.
It is.
And challenging. Even someone with your remarkable amount of energy and health must take care of yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
But the obviously great job you've done with your 2 boys is, I think, the most impressive thing you've done. They have all these other things that you're involved in as well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Do focus on developing a board of directors, not just a name.
Yeah.
But people who share your vision and have your heart. That way you can multiply your efforts, have your impact greater, and expand other areas. I have nothing else except to say thank you. It's been a privilege.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for the advice as well.